What's the story?
And welcome back
to the Conwise
episode
107.
Seven is your lucky number, isn't it?
It's every, you give out to me because you said it's everyone's lucky number.
It is, though. You would pick, a lot of people pick 3 and 7.
What's your lucky number?
Don't have one.
I do.
What?
7 for Ronaldo. Suey.
You need to get a grip.
7 for David Beckham. Bend it like Beckham. Suey.
Marie.
Nearly Easter.
I know.
Stop. Many eggs are you going to have?
Not going to have any.
Do you remember years ago when you were a kid, you used to be like, many eggs did you have? And like, 2. Like, I had 10.
Yeah, do you remember people years ago like that? And you're like,
I had way more eggs than you. I did. Your ma's poor. She only got you a little shit egg. Little dark chocolate one. Because your family's poor.
Oh my God. I'm surprised you got an egg without deprived you. Come on.
I got the good eggs.
Did you buy egg? Would you ask for an egg or would you just be given one?
I just go, I want egg. And my ma just give us a boiled egg. Cause
smash it off your head.
She was so mean to me when I was younger. I want an egg. Here you go. Where'd you want it? Off the dome?
Off the noggin?
Off the dome. Yeah, no. We all got good eggs, didn't we? Yeah. Do you remember the old eggs? Ah, you can't get that them anymore.
What old eggs?
I know just all the old ones when you see all the photos you see of all the old eggs.
There was no old eggs.
Ah, there was.
No, there wasn't.
Leon, you know what I'm talking about? They're like 90s, 90s eggs.
The ones that had like cups.
Yeah. Oh, remember them ones? Yeah.
The toffee crisp.
Yeah, can you not get them anymore?
I say you could. The mini egg one, I remember.
Yeah, remember people had them cups in their press and you'd be like that. Oh, thanks for a cup of tea in there.
Yeah, I know some for a cup of tea in that mini egg cup from Easter from about 15
like
years ago.
Toffee crisp one. I remember that one.
An Aero one.
What was the blue one?
Yorkie.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
What was the whole idea behind putting cups in the mugs like?
Well, maybe to heat up a bit of milk or something.
I think it was just to have like another branded item from whatever them. Brand you were buying from.
Yeah. More product placement.
Yeah.
In the gaff.
That's funny now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you any news from this week?
Nearly Easter.
Yeah. Are you going to get Easter clothes?
Yeah, I am.
What do you do for Easter? Would you
get Easter clothes?
No, would you have an Easter dinner?
No.
Why?
What's an Easter dinner? A lamb or something, is it?
Is it lamb? Yeah. Is it?
Mint sauce and lamb and veg and all. That's what the whole thing
for
Lidl was
Easter
about.
Easter dinner? Yeah, ma's. She do an Easter dinner?
No, she wouldn't.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe she would. I'll ask her. We'll go up later anyway.
And ask her. Say, come here. Look, I'm just letting you know we're coming up for Easter dinner.
Would you go mad at me if I got Easter clothes?
Why would I go mad?
I'm mad that I ordered them already.
Why?
A little Lecoq Sportif tracksuit. A pair of Fela runners. Remember you went mad for a pair of Fela runners?
Yeah, the big chunky things. I'd never wear them now.
They were desperate.
Sorry for people that do wear them.
Like Disco Stew going around.
Yeah, like Disco Stew.
Disco Stew.
Is that what Disco Stew?
The Irish version.
No, there's
no Disco Stew.
That's you, is it?
Yeah, he has little
Disco kicks.
Little goldfish in his runners. The Fela runners. His name is Disco Stew. He's from Berryfield.
In Finglas.
In Finglas, yeah. Berryfield. Oh, it is in Finglas.
Then what are you thinking about?
Don't know. Don't know what I was thinking there.
Now come on now, you big ham.
Disco Stew needs to use the loo. What do you think?
Terrible.
Is that funny?
Terrible.
That's good, no?
No. Who do you think you are sometimes?
Matt Groening.
Who's that?
The creator of the
Remember
Simpsons.
That fella that you love, Matt Reef, is it? Oh, what's
I don't
his
love
name?
Matt Reef. What the fuck you on about? Where do you even think of that name from? Never talked to you once about him.
Who is he?
He's like a comedian.
The fella that got stuck here during COVID.
Matt Damon.
Yeah, you love him. Oh, have you got a mask of his face and all?
I've done a video
where you ran around Matt DCU. Damon.
Stupid video.
Do you remember that?
I thought it was kind of got viral. Got about 2 likes. Sitting there fucking eating popcorn. Looking at the likes going up that weren't going up. Eating popcorn.
That was funny though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was actually.
Brad Pitt was here for a while as well.
Yeah, but you don't like him. You love Matt Damon.
No, I don't.
You love Matt Damon, Darren.
I don't.
You do.
You always say that. Do you think I look like Ben Affleck?
No.
Loads of people.
The Damien version, loads of people, probably.
Loads of people told me I look like Ben Affleck.
You don't, though.
What do you think I am?
Now, there's your answer. She's saying, leave me alone.
I wouldn't say so, Darren.
No.
Not a bit, like, no. Not even a cent, a little inch.
Is there particular features that people say that you look like him for? Or is it just in general?
Just do as you say, that we have the same ankles.
Oh my God. You don't have an ankle, you have a cankle. You've no bones. Ankles.
That's my ma's fault.
No, it's not.
Do you know who you look like?
Who? Cynthia, yeah. From the Rugrats.
Cynthia, yeah. Malibu Stacey. You look like...
Malibu Stacey is out of The Simpsons.
No.
That was a funny story that I was like, I have to say in the podcast. And I can't remember what it was.
No, I don't remember what it was.
Do you remember what it was? I was crying, laughing, thinking of it. I can't remember.
I can't remember. I have one for you, though. You know the way if a dog or any animal comes on the telly, Frank would lose the plot?
Yeah.
Like, you can't have any animal on the TV.
No.
At all.
Yeah.
Like, for the love of dogs, Paul O'Grady. Has to go.
Luck. Yeah.
Even that Flash ad. The Flash. Mask. Ultra.
Yeah, he hates
and that dog in the kitchen.
And hates it. Hates
and he knows the song before he sees it. Like, yeah. He literally knows.
The head comes. The bark, like, swinging out of nowhere.
You'd be in the other room, all you hear is Flash.
And
Ultra.
He's legging it in.
And he's like. Da-da-da-da-da.
But he thinks that the.
It's a window.
Yeah, the telly is a window.
Yeah.
You just follow it all the way across and then runs out to the hall and runs into the kitchen and all looking out and there's nothing there. And it's like, it's the telly. Anything, yeah. And especially when you're eating. If you're eating in front of the telly and the any ad like that comes on, that's it. End of story, isn't it?
Yeah, and if you have a plate of food, he does this.
Yeah, he spits all over you.
Literally.
He does it on purpose. And he like winds his nose up because he keeps rubbing it off the pillow.
Like that.
The spit all over.
All over me chips.
And then Dixie pretends that she can't see that we're eating, that she's unbothered, like.
She does this. She's looking away and all.
And she starts closing her eyes, but then she's like side-eyeing, you know?
She's asleep and all. Hoping something falls off your lap. Little crust or something off a pizza.
She keeps hiding her dinner. And then eat a load of blankets.
Yeah, she keeps covering. She doesn't even eat her dinner anymore.
Damn, she won't eat it.
I think she wants human food.
We're going to have to make it for her.
Do you know that Jurassic Park... was voted dog's favourite film.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to put it on.
Jurassic Park. Now, we wouldn't be able to put that on because he'd go nuts.
Oh, he'd go mad.
He'd lose the plot altogether.
Screaming, yeah.
He would lose the plot.
Oh no.
They just look like giant dogs to him.
Anything. You can't watch even cartoons, nothing with dogs. But they only do it when we're in the room.
Yeah. We've caught them before watching the
For the
Nature
love of dogs.
Programs
yeah. And they're and, like, sitting there watching
it. Sales and like all of that.
Yeah. The film that he hates the most.
The Mask.
The Mask and Ace of Ventura.
Ace of Ventura?
Yeah.
Who's he? Where's he from? Ace.
What? Ace of Ventura.
What's it called?
Ace of Ventura.
Ace of Ventura.
Yeah. It's not it. Isn't it?
Just Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura.
You said Ace. Ace of Ventura.
Did he?
Where is he from? Berryfield?
No. Popo.
Popo. Is he from Poppentry, Ace of Ventura? Up there with a load of parrots all over.
No, he hates that film. He'd be asleep and he'd come out of nowhere.
There's your man. Yeah, there's your man over there.
Hates Jim Carrey.
There's your man over there, Ace
of Ventura. Hates Eddie Murphy as well. No. Dr. Doolittle. Hates it.
Yeah, because all the animals in it. But,
Dixie isn't that bad. She sits there watching it.
She doesn't care about all that.
We'll see him. He's another.
He might gone. It's back. Almost half of owners say that Jurassic Park is their favourite dogs film. How did we know that? Are they asking them? Their attention rate. This is we done the survey, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we put a load of dogs in the room and seeing what film they last longer with. Back to the Future, they were only interested in that for about 5 minutes and then they stayed for the whole of Jurassic Park. And then 101 Dalmatians is the next most popular, followed by Forrest Gump. I don't know why Forrest Gump would be popular.
Yeah, there's no animal in that at all.
I love you, Jenny.
You have to frighten the shite out of me there.
Jenny, I love you.
Why screaming?
I love you, Jenny.
Relax down, will you?
I love you, Jenny.
Doggy TV, did you ever hear that? It's a YouTube channel. It's meant to be great for dogs. And like dog behaviour things when you're not there, when you put it on the telly. It makes them behave. I'm telling you.
Dog TV.
Yeah, but my
What, like Cocomelon TV?
No, like
just is Cocomelon TV his thing?
Yeah, no. Or is it just it's just YouTube? A channel. My nanny has a parrot called Rocco.
I know.
And do you know what his favourite programme is? Peppa Pig. Loves it.
Well, how do you know that's a parrot?
Because
loves
he loves it. He dances and my nanny puts it on for him.
Really?
My nanny puts it on for him, like.
I was doing a job and there was a parrot.
I know.
The other day.
Yeah.
And it was biting everyone.
Was it?
Yeah, wouldn't you be? If you were a parrot in a restaurant.
I'd probably be eating the dinners.
So dogs also have favourite on-screen characters, would you believe? Really? I remember we'd done that test.
Yeah.
And Scooby-Doo was the most popular.
No way. Well, I'll have to show Frank.
When you think, no, he'd go mad.
Scooby-Doo. But he would if he were eating.
That's all he does.
Like that, not.
Like this. And you're like, Jesus, he's an alien, like. He's literally an alien.
He is an alien. You do wonder, like, what's be going on? Yeah, like, look, there he is crying at the telly. And Ancho.
The sound isn't even on.
I haven't got the sound on.
Put it on. He's not even making any noise.
That's Ancho. Wait.
That's the other pug that we mind. We call her the Bane.
She thinks it's a window as well.
The Bane.
She's a great dog.
Yeah. What would you say? What would you say Frank and Dixie's favourite character would be? I'd say Postman Pat. Postman Hash.
Yeah. No. What are you on about?
Postman Hash should be their favourite.
No, I'd say like, I don't know, Timmy.
What?
Or Fairly Odd Parents.
Timmy Turner?
Yeah.
Odd Parents, Fairly Odd Parents.
Do you ever hear that song? Hello, my name is Loka and I'm a special pug.
I like to eat roast chicken.
And my favourite thing's a hug. It's playing in my mind all day. I woke up singing it today. Don't know why.
Amy was having a nightmare the other night.
Oh my God. Talk about it? No, but don't. I'm still not ready. Jesus. Half 3 in the morning, woke up sweating.
Oh, my ma's dead.
I'm sorry.
Oh God.
Oh my God, it was so horrible.
I have to ring me ma.
No.
She did.
Then I lay there awake until like 6:30 or something. It's like I must have been hit with this horrible way of sleeping.
I remember I had a dream that there was. Oh, there's me mic on. I had a dream before that there was a zombie apocalypse and I couldn't shake it for about 4 days. Swear to God, it was just killing me.
What
While I was awake, I just kept thinking about it. About this zombie apocalypse.
Why?
Don't know. It was only a few years ago, like.
Really?
It was before I met you, I think.
Well, it wasn't a few years ago then, it was 10 years ago.
When I was in Spain myself, I had a dream that there was a zombie apocalypse and I couldn't shake it for a week.
Really?
Swear to God.
Why?
It was just too real.
You just thought that was it, like?
The dream felt like it was real life. Like I could fucking feel everything, like.
Really?
Yeah, and then I woke up.
That's the way I was with me dream the other night.
Oh, there's nothing worse.
And last night I had a weird one as well.
What was that?
That was about work. It was weird.
Terrible.
Don't know what's going on. It is terrible, isn't it? And it's terrible then when you hate your parent and say, oh, I'm not having a nightmare. And they say, yeah, just go on your phone for 5 minutes and then go back to sleep. And I was like, I keep going back into the dream when I close my eyes.
Just go on TikTok there. Do you think pugs and chihuahuas are good dog breeds together?
Yeah, they're actually all right, yeah.
Mm.
Together,
Would you recommend people to get a pug and a chihuahua?
Well, yeah, if they wanted, but like, I'd pick a pug over a chihuahua any day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, the most badly behaved type of dog is a cockapoo.
Yeah.
I don't even know what dog that is.
I think that fucking...
What's a cockapoo?
Be looking things. No, I'm only messing. I love all dogs.
It's a cocker spaniel and a poodle.
They them one. Is that like Deadpool?
It's the one that beat your ma.
Oh, yeah, my ma. Oh, they're lovely.
Well, they're bald.
Ah, they're nice. He's a cockapoo.
Yeah, you're, but he's bald.
You okay?
Hey.
You all right? Come here.
Give Did you get one of them?
Give you a rubby. I'd get any dog.
Yeah, so would I. I love all dogs.
Oh, jeez, this microphone.
I just don't get people that don't like dogs.
Mm.
I just don't get it. I think you're crazy. If you don't like a dog or a cat or something, there's something wrong with you, like.
Yeah, well, cockapoos bite their owners but and strangers.
Huh?
They bite their owners and strangers, don't they?
Do they there? Mm. Were you ever bitten by a dog?
Yeah, I was. A Dalmatian.
Where'd it bite you?
In a garden.
No, on your body, Darren.
On my finger.
Oh, really? Did you have to get a tetanus?
No, I just left it.
That's yeah. Probably what's wrong with you.
I know, it probably went to my head.
I was bit. It got stuck in my leg, the dog.
I know. By a Yorkie.
Yeah, Yorkshire Terrier. It was stuck. Its teeth were stuck in my leg.
Do you have to get a tetanus?
Woman that owned it came up and was like to me, ma, oh, will we get, like, we put it down, like, do you know, if it's by me, ma, I was like, no, she's had to be an eye on the dog. She took the dog's
side. Antagonising her?
Yeah. We're young and we're like, hoos, and all, and then we're jumping on the car and then it caught me by the leg.
You deserved it then?
Yeah, I did deserve it.
I always wanted a Jack Russell.
Why? They're big scabby looking things.
I love the little limp on them.
What limp? Oh, the way they carry on.
It's not that limp they have.
Yeah.
Where they're just like.
Oh, yeah. They suck their leg in when they're running. That's just for attention, you know.
It's not.
It is. They do it for attention. Yeah.
To say, oh, I'm sick.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sick.
My friend Ash, she's dog Benji, right? And he was pretending his arm was, or his leg was hurt for weeks. Only in front of her. And then in front of Dominic, then pretended there was nothing wrong with him.
Jack Russells. I like Jack Russells. Very reliable dog.
They're always chasing their owners down the road, though.
They're very reliable.
Especially in Ballymun, you see them everywhere.
Yeah, everyone in Ballymun has a Jack Russell.
Somebody dumped two dogs at Tesco down in Finglas the other day outside Maxi's in a bag.
Oh my god!
Yeah, at the clothes bank. How sick is that?
People don't deserve fucking own animals.
No, that's sick. Seeing it on Facebook, I was like, Jesus Christ, that was yesterday.
That really boils my blood when I hear that shit.
Yeah, it's vile. It's absolutely vile.
They're so fucking helpless, like.
They're innocent. They have feelings, like. It's real sad.
They have to be serial killers to do that.
100%.
If they could do that to a dog, they'd do it to a human.
Oh my god, it's disgusting, isn't it?
But I would like to get a Jack Russell.
We're not getting a Jack Russell.
And call it Milo.
No, Darren.
Oh, the mask. Jim Curley.
Will you get me a house? You can have whatever dog you
what
want.
I mean, I get you a house. Get a house together.
Yeah, well.
Nearly there. Don't be worrying. We'll have one this year, I suppose, hopefully. Saying that ages.
Yeah.
I'd need to get a priority straight.
I've saying that since I met you 10 years ago. Aren't you?
We were each other. No, you keep saying 10 years, 9 years.
10 years.
Long time, isn't it, Leanne? Who would have thought we'd have had a podcast, Elva? My God.
Elva.
Remember back in the day, when I first got with Amy, I used to always say to Amy, do you think I'll get anywhere?
Yeah, I know.
Do you think I'll ever make it?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, shut up.
I'd be like, yeah, there you will.
Do you think we'll ever have a Conway's podcast?
No, you never said that. You always said, I'm going to start my own podcast. Remember that? Do Patreon. I was like, what the hell is Patreon?
Never even went on it.
Actually,
I had a Patreon in lockdown. People were kind enough to donate a fiver a month.
No, they weren't.
They were, swear to God.
How many people?
50 or something.
Look at you, you little skiniver.
And then I...
What were you doing for that extra fiver a month off people?
Doing dances and all.
OnlyFans.
Selling pictures of me feet. Oh, look what you think of them, you.
Oh, frusty God. I don't think anybody would pay for them bleeding stumps.
What you think of them, little feet? Have a look at that, yeah? Get a good look, take a photo.
They rip me runners all the time.
How
are you getting that long out of them?
Tenner. Matching. Cute.
Sanju.
Amy's always copying out my clothes.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
You copy out me. You say, where'd you get them runners? Did you come in a size 11?
If I wore a full kit, you'd wear one.
No, I wouldn't.
Shin guards and everything.
No.
You would. There goes the microphone. Amy, you would.
Damn.
What?
I always wanted to go to Paris and I always wanted to like walk around because it was always full of love and like hot chocolate and happiness.
Full of pickpocketing.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It is. It's bad like. My sister actually went there and she said, I won't go there again.
Because she got pickpocketed.
Yeah, but But like, it's known as like the most romantic city. It's not anymore though.
Madrid is.
Madrid has taken over the race.
Yeah.
Madrid is a lovely city though.
Never been there.
Yeah, I have been there.
You haven't?
I was in Madrid.
When?
Long before I met you.
I doubt it.
I was.
With who? Your school? With who? With who?
I can't remember if it was the school then.
You hardly went on your own.
Maybe I did.
Did you go to the Bernabeu?
What's that?
Have a guess what the Bernabeu is.
It's like a river, is it? With stuff in it.
Yeah, trolleys and all. It's like the Liffey.
But cleaner.
Yeah.
No dead bodies in it, is there?
No, just Kylian Mbappe. What are you laughing at?
Pablo.
Do you know who Kylian Mbappe is?
Yeah.
Who?
Matt Damon's brother.
Do you know who he is?
No, Darren.
Do you know where the Bernabeu is?
No.
Do you know what it is?
No. What is it, a football team?
Yeah. Did you know that? Of course you did. You would want to stop now.
What do you mean?
Do you know where Daly Mount Park is?
Yeah.
Where?
Down in Drumcondra.
No.
You were never in Daly.
In Fisborough.
No, it's not.
It is in Fisbury, it's right beside the shopping centre.
What's the one that's in Drumcondra then, on the Richmond Road?
Shells, isn't it? I'll take all this out because I'm not educated.
No, don't take it out because it's all right to make a show of me, but now because you're getting made a show.
Listen. Look, have a good thing. Have a good thing for you. Like, look, watch. A few listener questions. You ready? Will we do a few listener questions for the lads?
You're just trying to change.
Oh, Ireland are playing on Thursday.
Great.
Important game. I wore my colours.
Take it off. Take the gilet off.
No, because I have rolls.
It seems like a brad.
I know, I have rolls of fat. I can hear myself getting bigger. Be lying there saying to myself, Jesus.
Can you hear that?
Can you hear me inflating?
That makes me sick. Stop.
What? Hearing yourself getting bigger?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I'll be like that marshmallow thing out of Ghostbusters.
Do you ever hear people going, oh, the second I smell a curry tray, I put on 2 pounds. Do you ever hear people say
and
that?
And you don't. You're pure spoofer. Because that doesn't happen. It's actually scientifically not a thing.
All right.
That if you smell food, you get bigger. So stop lying.
But you say it. You actually say it.
No, I say I can hear myself getting bigger.
Oh, and then you do say, if I even smell that, that's it.
Bread, yeah. If I have bread, if I have a bit of bread. Oh, start, get that bread away. I mean, I have bread. Will I do some listener questions?
Yeah.
The first one is from Darren.
Is it you?
But it's not me.
Never.
That's a curveball of one, I think, because it just says what's up and all.
What's up and all? Not an awful lot, to be fair. Just a few.
What does the and all? What does the and all mean? What's up and all?
Like, what are you up to and all?
Not much, no. Just chilling and all. Yeah, what about you and all? Yeah, same and all.
What, are you going to have an Easter dinner? Let us know what you're all having for you.
Are you having lamb and all?
Is it really?
So when you say if you're having lamb and all, it means you're having something else with it.
Is it really lamb? By your Easter dinner, yeah?
Yeah. And tiramisu.
So you can't have beef?
Do what you want.
A chicken or something.
Do what you want. Have a bit of Easter egg.
What?
Have an Easter egg dinner.
Why are you talking like that? As if you're real common. Your accent changes when you're around people. You know that? You can go real posh and pronounce your words properly. And then when you're in here, you're like, yeah, yeah, and all. Egg, yeah, yeah.
That's because I got a question that says, what's up and all?
No, but like, even when you're explaining things, or if you're on the phone, you're like, hi, yes, 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 it is, it's Darren here, yeah.
Right, I have another one.
Why are you changing the subject when I'm calling you out on these things, Darren?
And it's from Connor, and it says, do you ever just feel real sick?
Yeah, every minute of every day.
What do you think of that accent?
What?
Do you ever just feel real sick?
Yeah, it's good.
Right. I do, yeah. Amy feels sick, particularly today.
All the time.
Particularly, that's not even English, but we'll go with it.
Yeah.
So yeah, very short one so far. Not much to dissect.
Why are you staring at me?
Did you send them?
No.
Did you make them up, Leanne? Why would you even bother sending them?
I'll give you a question, right?
Go on.
What? When was the last time you had a bat?
At the wedding?
Was it? Oh my god.
That big thing, I got lost in it.
He was in, right? So the bat was in the middle of the floor in the bathroom. And he was like, I really want the bat. It was the next morning. It's like, haven't I walked into the bathroom. He was curled up like a prawn in the bath. Eyes were bloodshot to bits, weren't they?
Mm.
Actually, we went out the other day.
We did. We got fish.
We brought the dogs out for a walk, like, and I was going to say a WALK.
You can't even say the word anymore.
Yeah, but.
What, go, who wants to go on a walk? Like that.
They come legging it.
Fucking doing twirls.
Darren, Frank got a new jumper yesterday and he was spinning all the way around the apartment, wasn't he?
Yeah, he thought he was going to fucking.
And a new harness. On a hike. Anyway, yeah, so we went to Hout and we got fish and Darren tried his first oyster.
Yeah, I went into one of the fish shops and
I'll actually put it on the Instagram story.
I went into one of the fish shops and I was just curious and asking about stuff and I said, what are them oysters like? Because I never had one. And I'd like me fish.
I know you do.
I like me fish, I do.
Yeah.
So he gave me a try. He let me try one of them. And he squirted some lemon in it. Shite, like. Pointless.
But he
silly, like.
Us.
It's like drinking something, like just water or something.
Yeah, he was
fishy,
like,
water.
They sell out very quickly on Valentine's Day.
Because they make you horny.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that. He said it's like a natural Viagra. I was like, I don't ever come in the door with them, Darren.
I know. I'm and telling then I, you. Then I took one.
Like that.
And I went like that. how much do I owe you? Like that. How much do I owe you? Like that. How much do I owe you? Quick, tell me how much I need to go to the toilet.
I can't stand you. Oh god, I need bang.
Like that. Sorry. How about doing it now? Why are you laughing at?
You, because you got when you were pausing like that. There's a big bubble in your belly. What was that?
You're crying.
Because it's really funny.
No. Stop. I was like that.
Anyway, we got the fish, right?
They are crap, like. Oysters, overrated.
Stop. Because I got bread. Right, so when we got the fish, he was like, oh, I fancy a few of them big prawns, like.
With the tentacles and all.
And
the
he goes, how much are they? And he said,
40 them for a tenner.
Yeah, 40 them for a tenner. Like, right, so we give some to me dad. Went down and I gave some to me dad, right?
There's a bag of prawns with
and me dad, like, ate them whenever he was eating the dinner and then Darren ate them. But I don't like prawns. I never have I've had a prawn in my life. And a few hours later, my ma rang me and was like,
he's dead.
No. Your dad's had to take a reaction to them prawns.
He's had to break it out in hives.
And a big rash all over him. And then Darren...
Oh,
literally
grand.
Ate the legs and all that.
Only on one. Only on one. I didn't know how to eat them. And then I looked at TikTok and they're supposed to take them out. And it's just a prawn you buy in the shop. Like, a bit pointless.
Sorry. So he ate them and enjoyed them. And then when he heard that, then he just kept saying,
oh, it tore me off. I'm still thinking of them now.
Really? I was like, you're not getting anything.
I was only looking for a scratch. That's all that was. But like, nah, fucking.
For about 2 days, then he felt sick.
When I think them now, I don't want to ever have a prawn again. And I love prawns.
I won't eat a prawn. Not to save me life. What? Because the brains?
There was like some weird brain stuff coming out of them. And put me off. Same time, I made that lobster before. And when I was
open. Stop, I don't want to know.
It was like eggs all over.
Oh, Darren, I don't want to know. Ew.
I had to get. Oh, it's horrible, man.
Stop, I don't want to know. It's like opening a honeydew melon. I can't cope. It's disgusting.
Yeah, tore me off prawns. I never thought I'd see the day. I'd still have a pill prawn, I reckon, though. A prawn pill.
God, no. Gross.
Actually, I'm starving.
Yeah, I know.
My head off now. Have me dinner.
Oh, I'm starving.
Yeah. Anyway, right, we'll leave it there because I'm hungry.
If you have any questions or any sort of topics that you'd like us to talk about, please do DM us on the Conway's Pod and email us at
theconways@goloudnow.com.
That's
theconways@goloudnow.com.
Thanks.
Thanks. All the best now.
Have a lovely Easter.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.